This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably the most poignant moment of his introduction at Halas Hall on Friday was when he handled a couple of questions, not only about his wiring, but about why he is so willing to embrace the pressure and the expectation rather than succumbing to the human nature urge or leaning on the human nature urge to just duck for a little while, just to take some of that pressure away. Here was some of that exchange from Caleb Williams, and we'll react on the back end.
Multiple situation that was going to be pressure packed as the number one pick coming to this franchise. A lot of people would kind of try to temper some of those expectations, not as an indictment on your ability, but just to kind of manage some of the pressure. You kind of went the other way, like eight Super Bowls, hit all these goals. What is it about you that doesn't want to duck any of the smoke that comes along with the expectations?
What's the reason to duck? It's here. There's no reason to duck. I'm here. Rome's here. Keenan Allen, you know, top five defense that we had last year. Special teams, all the new roles, whatever. We're here. So I'm excited. I know everybody's excited. The Bear fans are excited from what I've heard and seen. And there's no reason to duck. You know, attack it. You know, head first. And go get it.
Caleb, you touched on those growing pains a little bit, but kind of everywhere you've gone, you have the confidence that you are the best. Do you come in here expecting to be great right away?
Yeah, why wouldn't I? Obviously, if there's growing pains, you handle them. But that doesn't mean that affects your greatness. There's trials and tribulations that you go through. Why would I go somewhere, work so hard for so many years, and in every situation that I go to, believe I'm the best, and then, you know, I get here, and I don't believe that. That doesn't mean that I go around and boast. It doesn't mean that I go around and say that. But the way I handle my work, the way I carry myself every day, how I treat my friends, families, teammates, the faculty, the executives here, the custodians, whatever the case may be, treat everybody, as they are. We're all equal, and everybody should think that they're the best when you do things and you work so hard for stuff.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, Dan, I have to say, the first thing that comes to my mind is the way people spoke about Caleb Williams before he was drafted, before we heard from him, on his new team, before just all the nonsense that and time we wasted wondering what kind of character. And he seems genuine. We may all be getting fooled. I'll be shocked, though, because he just came across in a way that was natural. And there is an easy confidence. He also gave T-shirt makers at Obvious Shirts an obvious one because when he says, what's the reason to duck, question mark, on the back you put, I'm here. That's a great way to summarize exactly who he is and what he expects and why he is equipped to handle these enormous expectations, and you don't worry about him wilting under the pressure.
I had the exact thought that you did, that it was just like in the moment as he said that, you just felt like, damn, that's a moment, like, damn, you know, and you felt the power of that sentiment in the room. What I loved about it most, David, is that Caleb obviously has a whole bunch of prepackaged rehearsed answers that he gets to questions that he gets all the time. And they were laid out all throughout the week because he was fielding the same questions over and over again from different outlets, from different parts of the red carpet, from different parts of the media. After he was drafted, he talked about being comfortable in his own skin. He talked about loving the man in the mirror. He talked about caring for his teammates. And you start to get through it and you're like, okay, you know, he's kind of on talking points here. Well, that response to the question asked by Herb Howard was an in the moment, sincere, reactive, what's the reason to duck? It was in response to a direct question that used the word, some people, you know, why don't you duck that smoke? I think is how Herb phrased it. And he had a smile on his face and he had such a comfort in expressing that in a room that was more jam-packed right over here at Halas Hall than I've ever seen it in my time covering the beat. And so that I tweeted it out on Friday night. The presence is striking. It's just, it's absolutely striking, and it's magnetic and it's contagious. And you know why guys are going to respond to it. You've heard teammates that were out to dinner with them at the 30 visit say, like, yeah, man, like, seems like a pretty normal dude, really easy to connect with. And he clearly has his head on straight.
It's a first impression, and you only get one chance to make those. And I think when you think about Caleb Williams in the packed room and saying what he said, it was a natural reaction. It wasn't a rehearsed response. That's what I mean. It goes back to the sincerity that I spoke to. You see so many guys answer these questions in a perfunctory way. They become more robotic, and they become more mechanical and less emotive. And Caleb Williams from draft night, when he was announcing, he let out the primal yell on his way to hug Roger Goodell. That was the way every Bears fan felt across Chicagoland, across the country, in the world, wherever. And he was just like, he did it. He did it. And I think that was what you got from the moment he became a Chicago Bear.
I'm glad you brought that moment up as well, because we haven't talked about it. And I got goosebumps right now, having lived it in Detroit and seeing it firsthand, because it was just, you know, for several days, he was talking about how relaxed he was, how he had mentally prepared himself for that moment. You know, he knew he was going to be number one, and he just seemed really calm. And then you feel that release of emotion and that release of pride and excitement of one, checking off this lifelong goal box, but two, like, you know, getting this opportunity to have what he has in front of him now. And that scream, I thought it was so sincere. And it was just like, you could feel it, you know, and you could just picture Bears fans everywhere going, let's go, you know, like, and that was the adrenaline rush that he infused into the outside world with his own emotion.
And big picture, we're always talking about, what do you want most in a quarterback? Well, he's got to be able to be accurate. He's got to be able to stay in and out of the play, in the pocket, make throws, all the mechanical football things. But the intangibles are so important, and they start, those impressions start being formed on weekends like this one, because it is his first time as a Bear at Halas Hall, in the fold. And it's frankly his first time as the de facto CEO of this organization. So he's treating everybody right. He's saying all the right things. He's doing all the right things. But it seems like he would be an easy guy to believe in and to get behind. So when he goes into that locker room, we'll talk about it until he steps foot in it. But how does he mix? How does he mesh? I don't know that I'm as concerned about all those dynamics being problems or even getting in the way or factors as I was before we heard him speak at Halas Hall as a member of the Bears, because I think he removed a lot of the doubts and dispelled a lot of those notions over the weekend.
Well, let's just note this. In 3 weeks, when he comes here for his first full team practice of organized team activities, he does so stepping out of the field already with an established connection with Keenan Allen, with DJ Moore, with Rome Odunze, with Cole Kmet. And those guys are, particularly the veterans, are established, influential leaders that can tell the rest of the team, man, like, so far so good with this dude, you know, and let's rally behind him. Let's have his back. He's going to give us everything he's got. And those connections, I think, are incredibly significant. And it just feels like they've gotten off on the right foot in so many different ways. And that's truly significant.